Some lawyers can win, and a doctor can heal. Your old banker can lend till all your pockets are filled. But if yours is the case of a sin-stricken soul, for the problem you face, there's only one place to go. Just climb up that mountain where still springs a fountain, that sparkling crimson called Calvary's flow. That same Jesus you've heard of can take a black heart without love, wash it in red blood, and make it whiter than snow.
Y'all listen to me just a minute.
Don't you gamble on life with all your luck and all your acquired skill, 'cause you can't play the card. Old man death's gonna deal. Mama's old black Bible has already planned who the loser's gonna be. See, there's only two winning hands. Praise God, they were nailed to a tree.
Wasn't they, Brother Brad?
So just climb up that mountain where still springs a fountain, that sparkling crimson called Calvary's flow. That same Jesus you've heard of can take a black heart without love, wash it in red blood, and make it whiter than snow. Just climb up that mountain where still springs a fountain, that sparkling crimson called Calvary's flow. That same Jesus you heard of can take a black heart without love, wash it in red blood, make it whiter than snow. He can wash it in red blood and make it whiter than snow. It was a building on the side of the road, store in front and house in back. It was the workplace and home of a preacher I knew, back when folks still live like that. It was the first 24-hour grocery store, with a smile it'd welcome you in. But on Sunday the signs had come another time, 'cause I'm gone fishing for men. Gone fishing for men. No, you won't find him there fishing for men. He's got the Lord's gospel to share. Any other time it would be just fine, with a smile he'd welcome you in. But right now he's out giving the devil the rout, 'cause he's gone fishing for men.
Brother Taylor, there's another fella that did some fishing about 2,000 years ago. I'm sure glad he did.
It was a mansion on the streets of gold, near the throne I'm satisfied. It was the place of abode for the King of Kings, in a land called Paradise. At the Father's hand in an angel's land, far away from pain and sin. But for 33 years he shed some bitter tears, 'cause he was gone fishing for men. Gone fishing for men. No, you won't find him there fishing for men.
He's got his own gospel to share. Any other time, it would be just fine. With a smile, he'd welcome you in. But right now, he's out giving the devil the rout, 'cause he's gone fishing for men. Oh, Satan thought he had won when they killed God's son, but that was far, far from the end. 'Cause there's an empty grave proclaiming he still saves, and he's still fishing for men.
Tell you what, by way of the Holy Spirit, he's still fishing. Sound like he had a baited hook here today. Sound like he had a baited hook for anybody that would come. He said, Spirit of the bride say come, whosoever will, let him come, let him eat of the tree of life freely. That's great. Let him drink, of the river of life freely. Tree of life's good too. I know. I'm saved. Sing it, DJ.
Some people say that this old-time religion is just thing of the past. But in this modern day that we're living, it's the only thing that will last. Now you may think I'm a little old-fashioned. Well, friend, that's all right with me, 'cause I'm so glad that I am a Christian, and from sin I have been set free. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. Not long ago, at an old-fashioned meeting, I fell on my knees there in prayer. He lifted my burdens, sin shackles fell from me, and his presence was so real everywhere. Now that the load that I carry is lighter, and he's changed my gray skies to blue, my steps are now higher, for I have his assurance that his sweet love will carry me through. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. Come go with me to the land over yonder he's prepared for the pure and the true. It's a place where sickness and death cannot enter. I'm going, people, how about you? Well, maybe today, or maybe tomorrow, he'll return in a robe of pure white. Well, I'm packing up now, getting my things together. Who knows, he might come tonight. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. Heaven, heaven.
Ain't that good to know? What's better? I'm sorry. Use my. What's better? We got microphones up here. He's running microphones up here, and I still put the thing down. I used to. Ain't it good to know? It makes everything else better. Won't it make everything else better? I know that there's still trouble. I was teaching my little Sunday school class today, and I said, you know, there's still a journey that we're on. I told them, they said, I asked them what their favorite place to go to. They said, I love to go to Yosemite. I love it too out there. It's beautiful out there in California and the redwoods and such. And I said, yeah, but you know, we've got to go on a journey to get there, and you've got to go through Arkansas to get to Yosemite. And if you're here from Arkansas, bless your heart, I'm not trying to throw off on you, but I've not had any good experiences in Arkansas. That's just me. God bless you. I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody.
Who's
I'm sure
from
there's
Arkansas?
Beautiful places.
Who's from Arkansas? Oh, okay. Well, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
He probably got to get home and get his shoes off. Anyway, they'll get to cramping after 2 or 3 hours. That's just plain. I'll quit. But you know, you got to go through. And life is like that. We're going. We know where we're going. But you got to go through some hard times sometime. But if you know that you know Lord Jesus Christ, it makes a big difference. It takes a edge off the rest of life, don't it? It's a good thing to know. Salvation's the best thing we could ever be exposed to. Thankful to be saved more than anything else.
Jairus was standing near Jesus one day. Back home, his daughter was slipping away. Then one of his servants came to him and said, "There's no need to ask him. Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the master when all hope is past? Why trouble the master? Why even ask? Well, I've seen compassion in his loving eyes, and that's why I trouble the master. 'Cause I know he makes dead things arise." If you've been praying for one who is lost, and you've never seen them look up to the cross, years may be passing and doubt rushes in, asking this question again and again. Oh, why trouble the master when all hope is past? Why trouble the master? Why even ask? Well, I've seen compassion in his loving eyes, and that's why I trouble the master. 'Cause I know he makes dead things arise. And oh, loving eyes, and that's why I trouble the master. 'Cause I know he makes dead things arise.
Sure you don't want to come on, Aaron?
There are some calling themselves preachers. They even claim to know the Lord, but they preach a false salvation you just can't find inside God's Word. Some say everybody's going to heaven, or good works will get you there. They say hell is just a curse word. What a pretty package they wear. They love their M&M gospel. Teach their M&M gospel. Sugar-coated on the outside, but black as night within. They love that M&M gospel.
Preach that
M&M gospel. Their hands look awful pretty, but their soul's still stained with sin.
This is my favorite part of the song.
Now some will ease your conscience. They'll tell you there's no reason to fret. They'll have you read some sinner's prayer, maybe take you down to get wet. But that's not how I got it, friend. Salvation's not told, it's felt. And when this whole world is burning, well, M&M gospel is gonna melt. They love their M&M gospel. Teach their M&M gospel.
sugar-coated on the outside, but black as night within. They love that Eminem gospel.
Preach that
Eminem gospel. Their hands look awful pretty, but their souls still stained with sin. They love that Eminem gospel. Teach that Eminem gospel. Sugar-coated on the outside, but black as night within. They love that Eminem gospel.
Teach that
Eminem gospel. Their hands look awful pretty, but their souls still stained with sin.
Brother Brian Law, have you been out here preaching the Eminem gospel? Have you been out here preaching the Eminem gospel? If I catch you preaching the Eminem gospel, I'm coming down on you, brother. What's you, Brother Patterson?
I know where you live.
Boy, there's a lot of people preaching it, ain't there? A lot of people preaching it.
Sing something else.
Hey, here's one of my favorite songs. This is where Nathan sings about beating his kids. Well, it ain't exactly like that, but you'll understand it.
They were both made of leather, both black and frayed and worn, and I was brought up to respect them since the day that I was born. One came here from England, it's been handed down for years. The other one was ordered from a catalog of Sears. One my mama read to me till I was well into my teens. And I thought all the other one was to hold up daddy's jeans. Till I told a lie and learned it had another purpose too. Out behind the shed my daddy said, this'll hurt me more than you. 'Cause one had my daddy's name on it, the other said King James. With love they taught us in lessons, but we feared them both the same. One led us to heaven, and the other left a well. Those were the days when kids were raised with a Bible and a bell. I remember when I was 12, I stole a dime store comic book, and my mama read where the scripture said to take back what I took. When I refused, my daddy grabbed my arm and said, come on. I needed more he knew than just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Sometimes it made me cry, sometimes they made me fight mad, and I wish I'd been raised without them like some other children had. But now I'm grown with kids of my own, and I know just how they felt. You know, it seems to me what the world still needs is a Bible and a bell. One had my daddy's name on it, the other said King James. With love they taught us lessons, but we feared them both the same. One led us to heaven, and the other left a well. Those were the days when kids were raised Bible and a bell. A Bible and a bell. Bible and a bell.
That ain't beating you, kids. But you should see his kids step up in the pews when he sings that song. Well, they give him a good look. They're aware.
In my Bible for old man, the Ten Commandments will tell me what to do. Those 12 disciples are my road signs, and Jesus will take me safely through.
Now there'll be no detours and never, no rough roads along the way, because I'm using my Bible for old man. My last stop is heaven some sweet day.
We got a traffic guard here. What if people didn't follow your directions? It'd be a whole lot of accidents, wouldn't it? That's the way it is with the Bible. If we don't follow it, we'll get ourselves in all kind of trouble.
Well, I'm using my Bible for old man. The children of Israel used it too. They crossed the Red Sea of destruction, for God was there to see them through. Now there'll be no detours and never, no rough roads along the way, because I'm using my Bible for old man. My last stop is heaven some sweet day. My last stop is heaven some sweet day.
Now it was cold that Sunday morning, but the heat was working fine. The people bound for heaven had this world upon their mind. The singing had no feeling, and those prayers had a drone. Then God sent us a wake-up call to use a preacher and not a phone. He said, don't steal your brother's blessing, don't rob the Lord of praise. Don't make off with the joy of others, run like Joan any other way. Find the place that the Lord would have you, and do your best to fill that spot. You can push against the spirit, or you can pull and help a lot.
We still got a long way to go, so y'all just hang on.
Well, as the preacher finished, before he laid that Bible down, Brother Patterson hopped up to his feet and thanked the Lord he was heaven bound. Sister Laura started shouting, then the whole church jumped right in. The Spirit made his way around the room, and Brother Patterson was a-shouting again. He said, don't steal your brother's blessing, don't rob the Lord of praise. Don't make off with the joy of others, run like Joan any other way. Find the place that the Lord would have you, and do your best to fill that spot. You can push against the spirit, or you can pull and help a lot.
Now you would think, as crazy as that is, we had went somewhere. But you're just getting started, okay? Here we go.
Here we go.
Well, what the preacher said that morning wasn't full of eloquence. was a simple God-sent sermon with good gospel common sense. The church came to life that morning, 'cause we did just what we heard. Had revival for a year or so, and didn't need no Mississippi swirl. So don't steal your brother's blessing, don't rob the Lord of praise. Don't make off with the joy of others, run like Joel any other way. Find the place that the Lord would have you, and do your best to fill that spot. You can push against the spirit, or you can pull and help a lot. You can push against the spirit, or you can pull and help a lot.
Now, let's talk about something we've never done. I wasn't expecting you to go all darlings on me. Okay, well, I guess I hadn't heard it.
You've been so into
I tell you
song.
What, though, it is the truth, ain't it? We got an opportunity. God, wonderful thing about God, he ain't got us all programmed up. He doesn't do that. He created an amazing thing when he made man. He said he breathed into man, and man became a living soul. And I believe what that did, God gave us a certain amount of autonomy at that time, an eternal thing with a certain amount of decision-making that we could do about whether we would go after him, seek him, and serve him, or whether we turn and run the other direction. And once you're saved, it's still every day, ain't it? Isn't it? Sorry, Melissa. My wife gets on me about, I can speak properly. I just don't. But it's still a decision every day. Whether you're going to, the Spirit, somebody this morning, the Lord put something on their heart to do. Maybe several of you. Now, some of y'all pulled with the Lord, and he blessed, didn't he? Maybe some of y'all like me, and you pushed. There's never been a perfect service, I've heard told. I've heard that. A perfect service is the one God's got in mind. He's got a perfect picture of what he wants done this morning and this afternoon. He has a mind about what he wants done. He has a mind for that. And he starts to generate in our hearts these feelings by way of the Holy Spirit about what he wants done. And we can push against him, or we can pull along with him. Don't generate it of ourselves. There's no value whatsoever, is there, sis? There's no value. You don't make up the laws out there on the streets to tell people which way to go, do you? Somebody made the laws and you enforce them. Right? God made the laws. We just need to follow them. We need to follow them. How about we do that, two tablets.
The law was given unto man, a part of heaven's plan, a stone for paper, penned by the hand of God. Most were simple, they just said, don't mind what's yours and yours alone. But still men stumble at those two tablets of stone. He grant forgiveness when we wouldn't keep his word. No way into his presence, no chance for second birth. No redemption, no hope at all. Man was lost and all alone. A clear death sentence on those two tablets of stone.
Glad it wasn't left there, aren't you?
A child was given unto man, a little later in God's plan, and he was special, for he came from heaven's shore. It pleased the Father for him to go. Only God above could know that he would answer to those two tablets of stone. A life was taken on a tree. He looked a lot like you and me, but he was different, for he had no spot of sin. It pleased the Father for him to die. He was the only sacrifice to pay the debt on those two tablets of stone. How freely his
forgiveness, 'cause he always keeps his word. The way into his presence is through the second birth. For redemption, all sin is gone. We're no longer all alone. A crimson promise on those two tablets of stone. For redemption, all sin is gone. We're no longer all alone. A crimson promise on those two tablets of stone. A crimson promise on those two tablets of stone.
Jesus makes all the difference. Makes all the difference through from a broken place that man had no path to a place where we can enjoy salvation. It's a big difference, ain't it, brothers? Brother Benny, that's a big difference. We're completely lost, completely hopeless, completely helpless to save. That's the difference that happened to me on June 2nd, 1988, in the back of a church, just me and the Lord. Complete brokenness, no hope. Then all of a sudden, everything was better. That's the most important thing you can know anything about. If you're here and you don't know about a time and a place where you've gone from brokenness to peace, then I'm concerned about you. If you claim salvation any other way, it worries me. It worries me. David says in his gospel, and say, well, it, in, David said in his, in Psalms, he said, he found me in brokenness. That's what it really means. He said, I was broken and contrite in spirit. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. See, I have a hard time believing that people get to God without brokenness, because I couldn't get to him. I had to have my will broken before I could get to him. And then it wasn't too hard. Once you're truly broken and there's no other hope, it's not too hard to look to the one that can take care of it. If you're here and you're in that shape and you're lost, the Lord can save you today. He can. I'm not going to tell you no words to say. I didn't even say any words. Not I got saved. There was no words left to say. But he can take care of it. And I pray you'll keep it on your mind, on your heart.
Stood on the banks of a wild raging river, trusting that I'd get across. And I've made my way through some valleys and deserts, believing I'd never get lost. I've stood at the foot of what felt like Mount Everest, knowing I'd have the strength of the climb. Oh, but through every trial, each test and temptation, one thing was sure every time. Over and over again and again, God is faithful. Over and over again and again, through it all, he's made me able to stand and survive, to come through alive. But it sure looked like God. But Jesus is with me, so I'll claim the victory over and over again. You ask me why I have no hesitation. God does what he says he will do. Friend, I'd simply say that every battle has taught me there's nothing he won't help me through. So why should I dwell on the hardships and struggles when I look just beyond them I see? Oh, the way this will end is with great celebration, and deep in my heart I believe.
Over and over again and again, God is faithful. Over and over again and again, through it all he's made me able to stand and survive, to come through alive. And it sure looked like God Jesus is with me, so I'll claim the victory over and over again. To stand and survive, to come through alive, when it sure looked like I couldn't win. But Jesus is with me, so I'll claim the victory over and over again.
Did not cry. You ever heard of that song? We'll give y'all the offering. Don't have the offering.
Of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. And at that midnight cry, church will be going home when Jesus
steps up. Of the times
the midnight cry. When Jesus comes again.
DJ sing outside the gate. That's what I think. That's what I feel.
Yeah, your wife's sitting there, and she'd get us if we didn't.
I am so happy that to know that for many of y'all, and I hope all of you, that if we don't see each other again, for whatever reason, I can think of a lot why you wouldn't want us back. For whatever reason we don't see each other again, that we're going to see each other in a place where all things are made new. And I like this song because there's a whole host of reasons to look forward to heaven, what's going to be in heaven. There's a whole host of them. Jesus being the main attraction. There's a whole lot of things to be thrilled about that aren't going to be in that place. That are not going to be in that place. We won't have to worry about getting tired. I tell you what, we can eat a big meal, whatever the feast is, and we won't have to come uphill to listen to the singing. When we lay our heads down to sleep at night, wait a minute, we won't have to do that. There won't be no night, and we won't get tired. That's good news. I get wore plumb out. I don't know about y'all. Plumb out doing halfway nothing, just dragging this big gut around. That's me. There won't be no pain, no sickness, no sorrow. There won't even be as much as a worry, a care, or a fatigue. Ain't that amazing? Outside the gate, that stuff will be left behind. Thank y'all again for letting us come. I really, really appreciate it.
Sometimes our eyes with tears run over when pain and sorrow is our fate, and when this race is finally over, we'll leave that all outside the gate.
'Cause inside the gate, inside the portals,
our friends and our loved ones, we've said goodbye, and they now away. Soon you and I, we're gonna make that same journey. Outside the gate.
'Cause inside the gate, inside the portal, we'll sing and shout and celebrate.
Inside the gate, And then